up with exactly the same in a sense where OpenToken tries to, or actually is, a digital representation of cash. So instead of having some weird amount on a virtual account somewhere that you can manipulate, you really have tokens that you can exchange with another person. And what's important here is to understand that that it's pretty complicated in the digital world to ensure that only one person has one instance of one thing. Because the digital world is actually optimized to copy, right? So to duplicate. And that's very different from the physical world where a person possesses one thing and nobody else on it. And that's what OpenToken does. It ensures that the person has a token that, and only that person has a token, and you can exchange that token with somebody else, and then that person only possesses that token. That's what OpenToken does.
Through some central clearinghouse or something? I mean, so someone's maintaining a data store of all the tokens uniquely?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. Yes, you have, in this implementation, there's a central store. But the thing is, we do not store the tokens themselves, we just store digests. So actually, the store does not know who owns which token.